Life Audio.
Welcome to Crosswalk the Devotional. We're glad to have you listening with us. Today's topic is when you experience hurt, how God understands your hurt, and how to give your hurts over to Him. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from our sponsor.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
God will never unfriend us. Written by Ann Peterson. Read by Emily Hall. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. John 15:13. I remember the day he hurt me. I could tell you every detail. Do you know what this shows? It shows that I still had some forgiving to do. This was a stretch for me to think about. Because I had come from a physically abusive home, I had not learned this yet. All I thought about was what I was going through. But as an adult, I understand that statement. When someone hurts us, we could make many choices. We could, one, zap the person right back. Two, retreat. Three, hand the situation over to God. Four, forgive the person who hurt us. Getting to numbers 3 and 4 could take time. I don't believe forgiveness is possible apart from the Lord, not if it's genuine. When Jesus came to earth, he was not welcomed by all. At the end of his ministry, one week he was welcomed into a city with everyone laying palm branches down for his entry on a donkey. They shouted, "Hosanna! Glory to God in the highest!" They honored him. The following week they shouted, "Crucify him!" Jesus was spit upon, slapped. His beard was ripped out. He was beaten, and they nailed him to a tree. Why? He claimed to be God. Jesus is God. But even though Jesus is God, when he died on that cross, he was fully man. He felt every ounce of pain, including one we'll never feel. God forsook Jesus when he bore our sins. God promises that he will never leave us nor forsake us. God tells us we should not trust in princes. We trust others and expect they won't hurt us, but sometimes they do. I finally realized others will hurt me, and sometimes it's unintentionally. I learned this when I hurt someone I love very much. One thing that has always surprised me in my walk with the Lord is that God doesn't need my help. It's the Holy Spirit who convicts people. That's not our job. Sometimes instead of waiting for God to work, we run ahead of him. God tells us to keep in step with the Spirit. When my husband was in the military and marched in formation, he was told to look at the soldier to the left and to the right of him, to keep in step with them. Sometimes I try to run ahead of God, and other times I've gotten behind him and tried to push him to go faster. It doesn't work. It's not up to us to hurry God's work, but we can pray. Prayer softens hearts, not only the hearts of those who hurt, but our hearts as well. God needs to keep our hearts soft, or bitterness will harden them. This happens when we replay our offenses over and over in our minds. I have done this. I know my hurts by heart. It's like I've stored them in a little Ziploc bag to keep them fresh. Giving our hurts to God is not simple. Instead of replaying what happened to me, I hand that hurt to the Lord, just like I'm told to cast down imaginations. I picture myself handing my negative thoughts to the Lord, knowing He will hand back to me the thoughts which are worthy of my time and energy. There's also a checklist that the Apostle Paul gives us in Philippians 4:8. Are our thoughts pure, true, noble, right, etc.? The one that often stops me is praiseworthy. Many of my thoughts concerning those who have hurt me are not praiseworthy. Thankfully, I can still work on that area. When we forgive others, we will see God working, not only in us, but also in them. But if we hold on to resentment, things may stay as they are. We are not in charge of how long this process will take. It's not up to us. But I can say when I do choose to forgive someone, God gives me grace, and that enables me to wait well. Saying these words today is easier than living them out. Has someone hurt you so deeply you can't seem to let go of your hurts? Can you even picture yourself forgiving that person? The good news is that the things that are impossible with man are possible with God. Jesus said so in Luke 18:27. I'm so thankful God will never stop working in us. God's love toward us is unfailing. No one loves us greater than God does. He will never unfriend us. Lord, we thank you that your love is never ending. God, we know that's true because you loved us when we were yet sinners. And you've promised you would never leave us nor forsake us. Thank you, Lord, for your love. We pray for anyone listening to this devotional. We pray that they would realize how kind and loving you are. And we pray this in your Son's precious and holy name. In Jesus' name, amen. My thoughts, a poem. God, my thoughts keep taking me to where I don't want to go, and they turn into worries long before I even know. Please help me take them captive, Lord, so I can learn to choose the thoughts I should be thinking and the ones I need to lose.
Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
Have you ever felt conflict between your faith and feelings? If so, you're not alone. My name's Carly Mercouillier. I'm a licensed therapist and the host of the Therapy and Theology podcast, where we explore popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. I want to invite you to join me every Thursday as we fearlessly name the complexities of our reality, grow in the awareness of who we are, and rediscover the power and purpose of our unique stories through the lens of the gospel. Subscribe today at lifeaudio.com.